Have you had a good night here at the Academy Awards night, Christoph?
Oh, it was a great night, and so privileged to be invited to be here again today. As always, very professional. Well done. I said it already early to some people. See what Linfield is doing here for the young people. Imagine what they do then for the big team, the first team. So professional, very good.
And good to see a lot of familiar faces as well.
Oh, of course, yeah. Everybody knows me. Shaking hands, that's the normal thing over here. It feels like I'm an honorary member over here in this team. So great to see. Yep.
We were obviously in Belgium last September. Can you give us an indication as to the plans for this coming September when Linfield again goes back to Belgium?
Well, it went all so well last September that it becomes bigger and it's growing. There's a bigger team. Club Brugge of Bruges is coming to play, second in the league in Belgium now for the moment. We want to be a part of that program. There's also a school involved into it. School's going to be involved in it. They're going to learn more about the background of Linfield, players around who played over here, who died during the First World War. So even that is becoming bigger. Even the schools are getting involved into it.
So as well as the football, will there be other activities for the youngsters as well?
Yes, we go back again to visit some graveyards. We did already some research on one of the other players from Linfield who died, like we did last year from Moltzett. But we're going to do it again this year. And then again, the Meningate, of course, what is the highlight for all the people and all the teams. We just hope that Bruges is going to be a part of it. That Bruges, Ypres and also Linfield are going to be together laying a wreath under the Meningate together with our charity. And we hope, we're busy with working on that. We had some commitments already. One of the biggest documentary makers we have around conflicts in the world, that he's going to follow us up for 2 days with a camera crews.
It's the 100th anniversary of the start of the Great War. Is there a lot of events planned in Belgium for this?
There are already so many events to do. That's also one of the reasons why I was over in Belfast this week also. It's just there's so many centenaries and so many groups, organizations who come over to our country to celebrate that start of the war, that they have to start already 2 months ago because they can't do it all around the 4th of August. And it's really up till the end of the year already many times full house. Hotels are full booked. Even for us, it's incredible.
You're aware Linfield obviously had a lot of players who fought in the war. Isn't it great that Linfield is recognising the sacrifice of those people?
I mentioned that last week to some other people, to other teams. They said, why do you choose Linfield? Because, and I said, we've been already up to many people and many teams. We did it around in Belgium with teams. But Linfield was the first team who really came over 2 years ago and started talking from, look, we want to do something and remember them. And up till today, it's one of the only teams that we have who's really doing it on this way. There are other teams who are doing it, but not on the way here, that they follow the footsteps of the men or the players from Linfield who died in the First World War.
And finally, the World Cup is around the corner. What's Belgium's chances in this competition?
Well, that's always difficult for me. I'm not just a man who's going to spread a big word out, but I know we have to... Yeah, we know they have a very big team for the moment. They have very good players. Many of them play in the biggest teams and all the biggest competitions, I can say, in Great Britain, in Germany, even in France. And if you see how these players are going for it, it's that moment what we can say over here. If you talk about Linfield, who work with two different groups of people, if you talk from nationalist side or even loyalist side, look to Belgium. We have that problem in our country. It was normally Flemish trainer, Flemish players. Was it a Walloon trainer, Walloon players? But for the moment, the whole team, the whole country, if there's one thing that united whole Belgium, it is that football, that team again, who's doing it. There's a few people like Vincent Kompany, who's really is a big, great leader, and many, many are following them up, and that's it. It's so united. You should see the games in Belgium, even the playing to lower teams, you can say, the smaller teams you have, the whole stadium is full packed. Everybody loves it, and I think the chances are very good, certainly to go up to the next rounds, something that we missed for more than 20 years in our country, almost 30 years, you can say.
That's great. We will all be looking at the progress of the Belgian team for Vincent Kompany and Eden Hazard and all such players. We'll be following it with interest. We hope you had a great time in Belfast this week. And obviously those of us who will be fortunate enough to go to Belgium are looking forward to going there in September. But we hope you have enjoyed your stay and safe journey back to Belgium on Monday.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's what you do next time.
Right, next thing you do.